This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 18. The Look of Love. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 22. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this," and he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I do not know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You are also one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Peter was one of Jesus' closest followers. A natural leader, Peter was a doer who often spoke up and motivated others when it was time to get things done. But sometimes Peter spoke when he should have kept quiet. Brave Peter promised loyalty and then didn't follow through. Earlier he said, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death." But in the priest's courtyard, he denied even knowing Jesus. Still, I think Peter deserves some credit for coming around and being there that night. While this account tells of Peter's denial, it also shows the Savior's love. In all that Jesus did here, allowing himself to be arrested and mocked, healing a soldier's ear, and even looking Peter in the eye, we can see the heart of Jesus, who shows us his Father's heart. When we get to know Jesus, we learn, often slowly, that his way of doing things is different from ours. It's not with swords or in trying to get even with the people who have hurt us. Instead, it's the way of compassion and forgiveness. The look and love of Jesus are a marvelous message. It was not a look of condemnation that melted Peter's heart. It was the loving look of a father caring for his wayward child. It was an inviting look of grace, a look that brought remorse and repentance. It was the look of the redeeming, restoring love of God. He's looking at us with that same redeeming love today. Pray with me. Father, thank you for your look of love, and fill us today with the love you have shown in your Son. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.